Hi, I'm Terry Griffith. I'm here with my co-host Dee Boghetti, and we're Bark Radio.
Welcome, Bark Radio listeners. So, Terry, something's going on in Florida?
Well, interesting story. Funny story. It wasn't funny at the time. It's funny now.
Okay.
We went down to visit the in-laws in a for the holidays, and they live in a golf cart community.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a nice area, but it's a little bit... Some of the folks are a little pretentious. And... So, most of them have small dogs, mm-hmm. and I'll just default say I have no problems with small dogs. Mm-hmm. I have problems with small dog owners.
And that would be because?
Well, because they think it's cute when the small dog comes running out barking at the big dogs and acting ferocious.
Yip, 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 yeah. yip, yip, and wanting to get at them and eat them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. yeah. The other thing that bugs me about them is everyone has a retractable lead, which I hate. Somebody mm-hmm. needs to outlaw that crap.
They need to be illegal.
Because on more than one occasion walking my two dogs, we were intertwined with mm-hmm. a retractable lead and a yipping little dog.
And an old person on the other end of
going,
the retractable lead.
Sammy, yeah. You got to be freaking kidding me.
Yeah, seriously.
So on this particular walk, I was already having a rough day.
Oh, great.
And so the walk was really more for me than the dogs.
Mm-hmm.
And almost to the end of the walk. And I've seen this dog out before, hadn't done anything. And it's a little poodle, and it is manicured and trimmed and diamond studded and
frou-frou beyond words
to the max. There's not enough frou left to put on that dog.
And by the way, Terry has two cattle dogs.
Yeah. And it didn't go well.
Okay.
It's probably the only way I can put it. So I see the Cadillac. She has a big, funky donkey Cadillac pulling in her little garage, and
of course she does.
And so we're avoiding the car, and the door opens, and out jumps Jimmy, which is the frou-frou dog, and barrels across the street, yipping, barking, snarling, what little dogs do,
mm-hmm.
and. Proceeds to become, well, again, the owner's not thinking it's anything. To me, it was definitely sort of aggressive.
Mm-hmm.
And both my dogs got to leave it.
Mm-hmm.
And they rotated watching the dog, which just tangled my leashes.
Of course it did.
around my legs. But they didn't do anything. And the little dog, but where it got kind of weird was, well, it wasn't weird. It made me mad then, funny now. The little dog got around behind Sparky and grabbed his butt.
Oh, so not smart.
So not smart. So Sparky does this little, instantaneous spin around. Hey, Suri. Suri's helping now.
Yes. Suri's in studio.
And looks at him like, you got to be freaking kidding me. Really?
I could eat you for lunch, yeah. Little dog.
And he takes his paw, puts it on its head, and pushes it to the road.
Seriously.
Yeah. One paw, it just puts it down.
Good dog. Sparky, that's brilliant. Didn't hurt the dog. Didn't try to eat the dog.
Didn't bite
just
it.
Just went, you're not doing this.
Yeah, just no.
I love it. That needed to be filmed. Oh, that's classic.
I wish I could have filmed it. It just happened in such a way. And here comes this lady who's not that much older than I am.
Mm-hmm.
So she's mid-60s maybe. Mm-hmm. So fairly young for that community. Mm-hmm. Going, Jimmy. And it's like... she's apologizing, but one, the dog could have got hit in the road.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's two-lane road.
Yeah.
Yep. And two, if it was different dogs, could have got eaten.
Oh, yeah. Could be dead.
Could be dead. And so she's got the dog. I'm untangling. And she's talking to the dog like it's, I don't know, like a child. Jimmy, you're lucky those were good dogs because you could have gotten killed. And I said, you're right. And Jimmy could have gotten killed crossing the road. And I said, there's a solution to it. It's called a leash. You should get one. And I turned around and I walked away
with
grumbling with my dog.
Dogs, damn little dogs. So,
and she didn't say a word to that.
Yeah.
But
and that is so typical. How many times has it happened to all of us where, if you're out in the world enough with your dogs on leash... That happens, and it can be any size dog,
yep.
And it just makes me crazy. My favorite thing that people say if it's a big dog, as they're chasing the big dog, as the dog is running toward you and your dog or dogs, they're going, he's friendly, I promise he's friendly. I don't care. He's not under control, and I don't know that he's friendly, you know? Yeah, Jimmy was very, very fortunate that day. So the lesson in this, people, is I don't care if your dog weighs 2 pounds or 200 pounds, always have your dog under control. And when you go to get out of the a vehicle, leash on dog.
Yeah. And before then, you open the door.
Yeah. Hello.
Oh, I know. So Sparky handled it well. Suri was very good. She didn't react at all. No reaction from the dog. It's exactly what I wanted.
That's great.
But when he put his paw on the dog's head and just pushed it down, and it went, rah, kind of splatted out flat.
Going, what just happened?
I don't know what's going on, but I can't move.
That is so brilliant. Dogs are so smart. And, you know, your dogs have such great temperament, Terry. And that proves it right there.
And I'm lucky, and they're lucky. But, and to me, I wouldn't want a dog that would react any differently than that. And we've had some little dogs in my own neighborhood in Virginia that have horrible manners as well, and they've always responded very well to even their bad behavior. So I know they're well-behaved, well-trained, good genes in their in their bloodline. I mean, good dogs.
Absolutely. But people, you know, just know that, seriously, all dogs aren't like that. And if you want your dog to get injured, you know, be irresponsible.
Yeah.
Like the lady in Florida.
Yeah.
You know, by the way, an incident occurred recently. I don't know all the details, but it happened to one of our young service dogs. And probably maybe 4 months old, 5 months old. And I think it was a very similar set of circumstances where, actually, no, it was the family dog. It was a family dog. They'd never seen any aggression before. The family dog attacked the service dog puppy. And the service dog puppy ended up in surgery for 4 hours.
Oh, man.
Yeah. So it can happen even within your own family. You just don't know when, you know, I don't know this family. It's not one of mine. I don't know the circumstances of this family dog. But it's something that had never happened. They'd never seen any aggression. And then just one day, flap. You know, so I don't know if this goes back. We've talked at length over the years about bite inhibition.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know this dog's background, but it almost ripped the dog's ear off.
Shit.
Yeah. So dogs have teeth.
Yeah.
You just never know. And the key for you and your dog, you know, based on this bite inhibition thing, is if you get a young dog in your home, if you get a puppy, whatever, you have to teach that. You have to teach bite inhibition. You want a dog to respond like Sparky did, you know, as an adult, to whip around and put paw on dog and not put mouth on dog.
Yeah.
And I've seen, you know, those of you who don't know me, we've got labs at my house, and my big boy Murphy is a 92-pound chocolate lab. And he's had many a small breed dog come up and get in his face. And his response is to back up a couple steps, sit down, and look at it, and then look at me like, Mom, can you make it go away? And what we usually do is that very thing. We turn and leave because I don't want that dog in my dog's face. It's so inappropriate.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you've got a small breed dog, they're very trainable. They're just like big dogs.
Well, that's my point. Nothing wrong with the dogs at all. It's the people, and they think that's cute. And I don't understand it. If it was a mastiff and it was coming running out there barking, it wouldn't be cute then, would it?
It wouldn't. And people with small breed dogs tend to think that cute thing goes to them jumping on people.
Yeah.
You know, because the dog weighs 10 pounds, it's still not okay for that dog to jump on me. And I, you know, over the years, as an obedience trainer, I've worked with people with small breed dogs and found that, indeed, it's just changing how the owner perceives the dog.
Yep, exactly.
And I've never met a dog who wasn't trainable. But you know, if you don't bother with it, if you just think they're cute and they're a lap dog or they're, you know, looking to carry around the dog in your purse or whatever, you're going to run into trouble at some point in time if you take that dog out in the world. And if people visit your house, why would you allow a small breed dog to jump on people? I mean, it's craziness. You know, just train them, guys. Take them to an obedience class.
It's not hard. It just takes a little commitment.
That's right. And what you find is that just by training your dog, it increases the bond that you have with your dog.
Yeah.
You know, the relationship will get better when the dog figures out that they're not the top of the pack. They're not the leader. You know, something that weighs under 10 pounds being the leader of the pack in your home is just crazy, people.
Yeah. You know? It just adds confusion to their lives. I mean, it a lot of pressure for a little dog to be in charge.
It is, seriously. Yeah. And, you know, for those of you with, you know, families, growing families, maybe there's going to be a baby in your family, maybe you've got elderly people in your family, just think about that. A little dog jumping on grandma's legs.
Oh, yeah. Take a knee out or knock her downstairs.
You know,
but
an elderly person's skin is thin.
Very thin,
and those toenails hit, and they're gonna draw blood. You know, what if you're going to have a baby, you know? You don't want an out-of-control dog of any size around a child. And I've had clients in the past who called because they're pregnant, and they've got out-of-control small breed dogs. And now we have to change something. So just be mindful, folks. It doesn't matter the size of the dog. Training is huge, and it's fun, and it just betters the relationship that you have.
You can't lose. Mm-mm. Well, unless you have a really crappy trainer. So
that's a whole nother
episode.
That's
another argument we talked about before we started recording about some insanity out there. But get a good trainer. Get one that's not going to do something stupid like alpha rollovers or spray your dog in the face with stuff and
bingo,
you know, stupid stuff that you know, that's a bad trainer. You don't have to do that.
There are positive dog trainers everywhere, and there are positive dog training classes everywhere. You can do in-home training, you can do classroom training, you can do both. That's the best thing. And you know, once you get into it, you'll find that you have fun with your dog when they're on leash, and then you can do other things. You know, once you get your dog trained to the basic stuff, there are so many things these days, other things you can do with your dog. They can have jobs, they can do sports, they can do all kinds of things, but it all starts with training.
Yeah.
So just do it. You'll love it. It's fun. Go forth and train.
Couple other Florida stories.
Alrighty then.
That are just kind of fun.
Okay.
Not like that one, but I don't think the Bark Radio people know I have a new little granddaughter, just turned one.
Ooh, that's a big deal. And she's a cutie patootie from what I've seen.
Yeah, she's got her grandpa's attitude.
Oh, her parents are in such trouble. A short person with Terry attitude.
Yeah. Well, she's going to be an Amazon. She's a pretty big girl. She's about the size of a two-year-old. She just turned one.
Wow.
So. But she's really cute. She's just starting to walk. She's got a, you know, that half-walk crawl thing going. And the kids were over for Christmas. We're all at the in-laws, and of course, I have my two dogs there. And Surrey is probably the most attentive to the baby, mostly just wanting to kiss it, and rolls over on her back. And Sparky's there, you know, sniff it, give it a kiss, and go away.
Mm-hmm.
So she's out running around, and she, you know, on her hands and knees, and comes up to the side of Sparky, and I'm watching Sparky because he hasn't been around a lot of kids since he's been with us, and she grabs his ear, and he looks at her, and then she grabs, and he's standing at this point, and he grabs her on the back, puts her hands on his back, and stands up, and pets the dog, and then walks away, and Sparky just stood there the entire time.
That's so cool.
One kiss, that was it. Okay, pull on my ear, got it. Okay.
Good Spark, man. Now, for those of you who don't know Sparky, how old is he now, Terry?
About eight.
About eight. You've had him how long? Couple years?
3 years.
3 years. He was a major rescue dog. He lived in a rescue.
Most of his life, yeah.
So he had no true family life up until 3 years ago.
Right.
And since that time, you've just done amazing things with him. He is a cattle dog mix, right?
Yeah.
And you got his CGC, his Canine Good Citizen cert. He's a therapy dog.
Yep.
He's done agility.
Yep.
Done some herding.
Yep.
I mean, you know, his life went from zero to holy crap, and then to see this yeah. with a one-year-old granddaughter, yeah. where he's just like, cool, I don't care.
Yeah, happy to be there.
Man.
Yeah, it was really good. Both dogs were excellent. Like I said, Suri mostly kiss her hands until she fell over or whatever. Roll over on her back and let her, you know, the kid crawl on her. She didn't care. But the Suri thing, or the Sparky thing, just because of his background.
It's huge.
Yeah.
It's huge. Bravo, Sparky, man.
So, and one last Florida story.
Okay.
And we've talked about this before. There's a really, and I'm very cautious at dog parks, but there's a really good dog park in that area. Mm-hmm. And it's called the Doggy Doo Run Run.
And great
name. It's not a public one. You have to be a member. Mm-hmm. So we're seasonal members. So mm-hmm. when we go down there to visit the in-laws, we take the dogs there. And they've got a great facility. It's 10 acres total. There's a 5-acre parcel, a 2.5-acre parcel. Then they're all fenced off really nicely and separated. And those are for the bigger dogs. And then the rest of the side is small dogs. Mm-hmm. And they have a little agility run in the small dog thing. So we take them there about every day and, you know, get them their exercise. Suri, of course, is hyper in the beginning, running around, wanting somebody to chase her. And Sparky is this social butterfly wanting to just meet everybody.
Really?
Yeah.
You know? Uh-huh.
And he finds a dog, and there's certain ones he'll bond with. So mm-hmm. if they're there every time, he'll hang with them. Mm-hmm. But he's got a couple buddies, but one of them is this Ridgeback.
Really?
The biggest freaking Ridgeback I've ever seen in my life. Wow. Gotta be 120, 130 pounds.
Holy mackerel.
Bigger than Murphy.
I mean, wow.
Taller than Murphy, and just a goof.
Really? Yeah, is he a young dog? Or
3,
oh,
maybe
wow.
4.
Well, this is a Rhodesian Ridgeback, for those of you who don't know.
Yep.
They are amazing dogs.
They are amazing, but this is the... I didn't think they got this big.
Right.
There might be something else in it,
yeah.
but it's clearly a Ridgeback mm-hmm. by color, physical look, and the ridge.
The ridge.
But
yeah.
it's like super size.
Oh, my goodness.
And so... Suri plays with it because it'll run with her. Mm-hmm. And it's just clopping along. It's like this.
Glump, glump,
yeah,
glump.
Yeah, exactly. The big feet flying, and it'll run with her. Then it gets tired, and then Sparky just hangs with it. And it walks, and here's Sparky right along mm-hmm. behind it. And he's not necessarily hurting. I think it's probably herding instinct, mm-hmm. but he's not nipping. He's
right.
just walking. The dog stops, and he walks up to him. They sit down together, and they look around.
Oh, how cool
and,
is
and they
that?
Walk. And
he's just got a buddy. He was
yeah.
big.
Big buddy.
Really big.
And, Sparky has a thing, too, for German Shepherds. And what's the dog's name that we used to hang with? German Shepherds.
Debbie.
I can't believe I don't... I'm embarrassed.
Oh, me too.
Yeah, Debbie's German Shepherd, mm-hmm. which Sparky was sweet on mm-hmm. for so long. Well, he likes German Shepherds. So we're there on the big side, the 5-acre side. German Shepherd comes in. He sees it. He goes to the fence, and he starts howling.
Are you kidding me? I didn't know he could. Howl.
He does this bizarro howl, and then dancing around.
Oh, my gosh. I want to meet you. I want to meet
yeah.
you. I want to meet you.
And follow the German
Dixie.
Shepherd around. Dixie. That's it.
Dixie, our German Shepherd buddy. Sorry, Debbie. Sorry, Dixie. Duh, brain fart.
Senior moments there.
Yeah, man. So he loves his German Shepherds.
Loves his German Shepherds. And he has a couple of... different dogs he does that with, but it's always the bigger dogs, and it's always those shepherdish like dogs. It's interesting.
And how much does Sparky weigh?
50 pounds.
So see, he's just like mid-size, but he likes the big dudes.
And he's sausage shaped. He's a little fat round boy.
Yeah, he is. But he likes the big kids.
He likes the big kids. And
oh,
and if
man.
They run, he's run. So you see all these big dogs clomping along and a little fat buddy running along behind them.
I love it, man. That is so cool.
But
you know, just when we talk about rescue dogs, seriously, Sparky's a poster boy
yeah,
for it. You know,
he really is.
Came to you as an adult. He was beat up. I mean, he has notches out of his ear and
missing teeth. Some dog got a hold of him at some point, but he doesn't seem to hold any grudges.
And he's been just an inspiration and an amazing dog. And one of the things that we got to see is that with some rescue dogs, you know, you see changes, you know, when they've been in your home a month or 3 months or whatever. You just kept seeing them.
Yeah. I mean, for over a year, there was changes in him.
And all for the better, him yeah. becoming who he is now.
Yeah. Just getting comfortable in his own world and mm-hmm. realizing he wasn't going anywhere else.
And, you know, Sparky and Suri get to travel to Florida with mom and dad. You know, they do all kinds of wonderful things. So they have a great life. And boy, are they going to have a great life when you get moved. Out into the country.
Yeah.
That's going to be
amazing. Once you get that fenced in and have the trails put in and they can off-leash walk. And
man. And they can be the leader of the pack when you get when the rescue dogs start coming in.
Suri will be. She'll be she's a mama dog. She always nuzzles and takes authoritative stances between dogs are getting grumbly. And
really?
She gets in between them.
She will be a great assistant for you.
Yeah.
At Mini Paths. That's awesome, man.
She's really good at that. We saw that at the dog park. There's a couple dogs getting a little bit, they're getting escalated in their play, a little too far. She comes running over there and gets between them, not doing anything, just getting
physically
in that submissive
in
move. She gets down and she's like licking their faces. And
she's a peacemaker.
Yeah. And she's mothers things.
She is going to be so great when the rescue dogs start happening.
And start bringing
she
them in.
She is going to be
adjusting.
So good with them. Awesome, man.
So, good stuff. Anyway, that's my holiday Florida stories. And
awesome, man. Well, that'll do it, I think, for this episode.
Well, I rambled on a long time.
Oh, I think I love hearing your Florida stories, though, man. Oh. And we'll just be back to see you guys soon, and we'll just keep sharing stories. Y'all have a great day.
See ya.